Bible to a scripture, and let's identify this devil, what he does and how he does and the things that he does to destroy people. We know that he's identified by many words. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a robber. He's a killer. It's all kinds of things that the devil we identify him. So we got into identification. And so John 10:10, St. John 10:10, and let's identify the thief and let's identify the Lord. And then we're going back, and God just told me to go back to Psalms 1 again and get back on that. John 10:10, how many is there? The thief, that's him, ain't it? Cometh not but for to what? To steal, to kill, and destroy. Now that's the whole purpose of the thief. Now the thief, which is the devil, he uses people like you and I just the same as God uses you and I. See, now the thief part of it, if it's a devil, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's a destructive character, and he uses you and I to do that if he can get us to do that. So the thief cometh not but for just, we identify the thief right there. He come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, listen, here's his identification. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Now choose you this day which road you're going to go. He said, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. He come to give us real life. And we the thief will come along, and he'll deceive you, or me, or anybody else that he can get to. And he'll deceive us and think and get us going the wrong direction. So the thief cometh not but for to steal. He came to steal your victory. He came to steal your soul. He came to steal everything that he can get out of you. He came to steal. The next day he came to kill. What is he going to kill? He's going to kill your soul. Get it back where you remember before you was born again. You was dead, really. Just walking around, but you was dead. So the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and the next thing, to destroy. Now, I want to bring in something right now. How many knows that I made a statement here from the pulpit here a few months back, and I said, I believe that the pale horse has begun to ride, the rider has begun to ride the pale horse. And what was on that pale horse? It's in Revelations. The pale horse was carrying somebody on it, and it was dead. It was death written upon this object that was carrying the pale horse. Now, how many knows that death is a very common thing anymore? Somebody can walk into a schoolhouse hard-hearted and shoot down little children and teachers. How many believes that that's a thief? That's the killer. That's him. And every day and night in St. Louis, now it's becoming as bad as Chicago, there is kill, it's kill, shoot. And it's not only now killing people, the sad part of it is Christians. You see, we can get killed if we do the wrong thing spiritually, just like physically. You know, if somebody shoots you, you're going to die. And I know it's appointed to man once to die, Hebrews 9:27, but not now. God's appointment is what counts, not what somebody decides it's your time to die. See, we've got to get our mind settled on the thief come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come to reverse that you might have life. Life, how many knows life replaces death, or vice versa? It's a matter of life or death. I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. But the thief come to steal. He come to kill. He come to take away the good things out of your life and replace them with bad things. Bad thoughts, bad attitudes, bad this and bad that, to get people worked up to where they go out and kill somebody. So now let's go back. How many sitting here this morning would rather be blessed than cursed? We got one, Sister Glory back there. She'd rather be blessed. What's the matter with the rest of you? How many raise your hand? I'd rather be blessed than cursed. All right, let's go to Psalms 1 and let's look at this. We got to keep this pattern. Got to keep this pattern. And it says in verse 1, and we'll take it like I've been teaching people to elementary, Brother Bobby said, but it's important, ain't it? It's what he said. And that's important. We'll take this. Blessed is the man. Now he's going to be blessed. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. How many got that? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. If you listen to ungodly counsel, you cannot be blessed. I'm not saying that just to be tooting my trumpet. I'm saying this to help you. You cannot be blessed as long as you listen to ungodly counsel. Know them that labor among you. Know them, whether they're counseling you right or not. Know them by their fruits. Ye shall know them by their fruits. And if they don't have no fruit, that shows life. They're spewing things out of their mouth, death all the time. You see it on television. You see it on the street. You see it in the home. You see it everywhere. People spewing out death to each other. How about some life? I would above all things that thou might prosper and be in health. 2 John said that thou mayest be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. Now let's take a look at this here. And so blessed is a man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners. Anytime that we have wrong attitudes and wrong ways, we're standing in the way of sinners. I'm so happy to see a lot of Bobby's family here this morning. You know the reason, Dad? They're seeing something that he's trying to do for God and is doing for God. They see that. So that's good counsel, isn't it? Isn't that good counsel? So I'm interested in all kinds of people getting saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. But you see, the Bible said, let's say here, sometimes things has to be taken off to let you live. Sometimes things has to be taken off. It says in the Bible, if the hand offend thee, if it's all infected, and you know that that's going to kill you through blood poison and everything, the whole rest of the body, what did the Bible say to do, Brother Bobby? To what? You mean the Bible said if your hand offends you, if there's an offense there, and it's rotten, you're going to get the rest of the body, that you have to what? Cut it off. Well, yeah, you'd have to get rid of it or it'd kill you, wouldn't it? Sure it would. So there's things there in the Bible. If your eye offends you, what? If it offends you, pluck it out. See, that's it. She's got the Bible right there. Pluck it out. It's better to get rid of this eye that gives you offense than it is for the rest of the body to perish. See, here's where we're at in church sometime. Do we do the thing right like God's word said, or do we do by what we think? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we have to cut things off in our mind. You haven't ever heard the phrase, cut it off, like turn it off, like your television. Maybe there's a terrible, raunchy story going on there. What are you supposed to do, sit there and look at it and get more infected? No, you're supposed to cut it off. Cut it off. Get rid of it. And go to something else that's got something good on the end in it. Blessed is a man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, stand in the way of the sinner, set in the sea the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law of the Lord doth he meditate day and night. Now, listen to what he says. Who standeth in the way of the sinner, or setteth in the seat of the scornful. How many knows what setting in the seat of the scornful is? That's sitting in the seat and criticizing. Huh? You can't be blessed and sit around criticizing all the time. Huh? Somebody said somebody offended. Well, stay away from them. Huh? How many knows that God doesn't require us to keep company with people that offend or things that offend? But Jesus, now he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. His is the way. So they'll set in the seed of the scorn. Those three things. Blessed is a man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He's not going to listen to that. Or standeth in the way of the sinners, or setteth in the seat of the scornful. But now, here's the blessing right here, right now. But his delight is in what? The law of what? And in the law of the Lord doth he what? How much? Day and night. Now, then he is like a what? He's like a tree Now you're reading with me. Planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. See, it's his. It's his fruit. It's tapped. He's tapped into God, or she's tapped into God. And they bring forth their fruit in their season, and their leaf shall not what? Wither. And whatsoever they do, what? Shall prosper. How many wants that kind of blessing? The only way that we can have it is do it like it says here. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, stand in the way of the sinner, set in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In the law of the Lord doth he meditate day and night. He'll be like a tree. How many knows it? Planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season, his leaf shall not wither. Whatever he does will prosper. Now, how many knows what a tree is planted by the rivers of water? We discussed that, I believe it was Tuesday night or Sunday night one. Now, that tree, the roots go deep. The roots go far out because it's in good dirt by the rivers of water. In other words, it's on the Lord's territory. And Jesus said, I am come that you might have what? Life. How many believes that tree's got life? It's tapped into the water source. It's tapped into the food source. And the roots are going deep, and they're going out. And the limbs and the trunk is getting big. And the limbs go out and out. And they shall bring forth their what? Their fruit when? In their season. And their leaf is not going to wither. Whatever they do will prosper. Said, yeah, but the devil, get him out of the way. What we're wanting to see each other prosper, ain't we? Huh? I want to see every one of you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. I hope you have the same care in mind for me that God has, because that's our intent. We have to have an intent in our heart. And if we have the right intention in our heart that we love one another, then we want to see each other prosper. We're all supposed to be connected with the same spirit, the same life, the same joy, the same kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. That's what God wants us all connected in the same way. And when we do, we become a happy family. I want to tell you, a church is intended to be a happy family, not a tore up family. God wants us hooked in the spirit with each other. So then it says, verse 4, how many's got your Bible still? I want you to take this home with you and study it. If you're not even a Christian, you start reading the Bible, and after a while you want to become a Christian. That's what happened to me. Verse 4, now that's the godly he's talking about there. The first, the blessing. Verse 4, the ungodly are not so. How many got it? But are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Now, can you picture a great big tree planted by the rivers of water? It's prospering. It's got, and got big roots and deep roots and a big trunk and the limbs reaching out to heaven and it's just blessed and blessed. What's the difference in that and the chaff? And this here ungodly is like chaff. They're just carried about by the wind. How many knows anything about that? Do you ever see lots of people, they just carried about by whatever the word? Huh? They get up in the morning, they go with the wind. If they don't feel good, they get up and go with the wind of don't feel good. You know, you can meditate on being sick until you get sick. A woman kept telling me one time, said, I just feel like I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. I said, you need to quit feeling that way or you're going to have one. Oh, but I'm going by my feelings. I just can't help it. I feel like I'm going. Guess what happened to her? She had a bad nervous breakdown. I'm talking about a bad one. And a fellow told me one time, he said, I just feel like I'm going to lose everything I've got. I said, don't feel that way. Claim it and get down to business with God and have this life. See, it's life or death. It's the Satan come to steal. He came to kill. He came to destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life. I want you to have life. So this fellow said, I'm going to lose everything I got. Guess what happened to him? He lost everything he had, farm and all, because he believed that. How many knows you can believe in reverse? You can believe, you know, you can sit around, you can believe you're helpless long enough until you might be helpless. Huh? God wants us to arise and go and do what God, the ungodly says, are not so, but they shall be like the chaff which the wind driveth away. And verse 5, it says there, go back to Psalms 4, verse 5. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. So the ungodly and the sinners can't stand in the sin. Either they'll be judged. Verse 6 said, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I've read stories, back to this cutting off, of soldiers in the Civil War. And my grandfather, he was 15 years old, and he sat and listened to the battle down there at Arlington on his porch. And it was handed down to my dad and then on down to me, the story of it. And when this battle was over, there was men down there with feet shot, arms shot, and they had to amputate that. And guess what? In those days, they didn't have nothing to deaden it. Can you imagine that? But it had to go, because with that, they would die. See, there's things that we have to amputate. Thoughts. How many knows that person said, I'm just going to have a nervous breakdown? What did she need? She needed a good amputation. Amputate that out of your mind. In other words, get rid of that out of your mind. Cut it off. So, some people get up of a day and say, I just feel, I got the doldrums. Old timers, I've heard them say that. I don't know how many times. The doldrums. Well, when you get up with the doldrums, get your Bible. Andy's practiced that quite a bit. Get your Bible, and after a while, you won't have the doldrums. You'll begin to feel good. You know why? Because you're eating at the table of the Lord. Verse 6 says, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. He knows the way of the righteous. And let's go back to that second chapter, or second John here just a minute, and look at that. Second John. Just one little short book here. Second John. I'll find it just a minute, so praise the Lord. Second John. Right in the back of the Bible. Second John. Have you got it? It's about the second verse, I think. No, it's in third John, verse 2. That's why it's third John, it's second John. And it says, verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. How? As your soul prospers. How many knows what your soul is? That's your mind. I would above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. Now, they've got programs going all over the nation about mental health. The best mental health that a person can have is have this mind full of the Word. That's mental health. How many knows a lot of folks they're trying to get the guns away from everybody that's got mental problems. Mental problems. Well, folks that's got good mental health, they're not going to shoot nobody. Huh? We got 11 guns, don't we? Well, have we ever thought about shooting somebody? No. They're safe among 11 guns. But the thief comes around, he's liable to get shot before he shoots out. How many sees that God wants us to be protected? He wants us to protect ourselves. That's why it's put in the Constitution. I'll get off of that. But it's why it's put in the Constitution that we can bear arms. But you see what the problem is? I'm bringing this in so you can understand. What the problem is people get their mind all messed up that causes them to do these things. That Colorado shooting, all those people in the theater, this man's mind. You can look at him and see his mind. It's burnt out. It's a terrible thing. And this can happen to anybody if they just allow it to happen. And what I'm saying is, now how many knows that the mind is the what? The soul. And it wishes above all things that we may prosper. How? Let's read that again. How many's got your Bible? 3 John, verse 2 to start with. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Now, your soul is your what? What? Let's all say, my soul is my mind. My soul is my mind. Do I have a good, healthy mind? Do I have a good, healthy soul? I would above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. I want to bring that over and over till we understand that however our mind goes, That's the way the rest of us goes. As a man thinketh in his heart, another scripture said, so is he. If I get to thinking, you know, people get to thinking over, I'm just going to commit suicide, right? I'm going to do this. And after a while they do it because their soul gets sick. They're thinking wrong. It's their mind. They built a wall over in the Old Testament and said the people, they built the wall around Jerusalem because the people had a mind to work. You know, you can, when you get your mind set and your mind settled and you're not going to let anything come into your mind that's going to cause you to have a death thought. That's when you begin to prosper as your soul prospers. The rest of you goes with your mind. Wherever your mind goes, so goes the rest of you. You know, you ever say, ever hear somebody sitting down someplace or other and say, well, I think I'm going to go over someplace. Pretty soon they get up and go. You know why they went? Because they thought they was going to go. Isn't that simple? That's as simple as cornbread, ain't it? You know, we do because we think. I don't know, me and Brother Bobby here, his teaching goes right along down the line a whole lot with what we think a whole lot of life. Wonder why? Because we have the mind of who? If we have the mind of Christ, we'll all begin to think alike. Philippians 2 and 5, you can write that down if you want to. It says, let this mind be which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, if we've got the mind in there, within Christ, we're all going to be thinking in the same pattern. We're all going to be examining things around us in the same pattern. See, we have to examine things. We have to get things examined for our own self to see what we think. And then we have to go to the Bible and see if what we're thinking is what God's thinking. Is it according to His Word? If it is, our soul's getting out of kelter. Huh? That's why it's so important for a child to come up in the church. Because it's its mind thinking. Maybe it might cry and say, I don't want to go to church. Well, I'll tell you one thing. When I was raising my children, it wasn't a matter what they thought or wanted. They went to church. Huh? And that's what we have to do our body that way. How many knows that we go a lot of times by what we feel? I don't feel like getting up and going to church. Or I don't feel like getting up and going to work. So I'm just not going to go. See, because we go by feelings. But if we've got our mind trained, it says regardless, sometimes we have to take our own body by the shirt collar. I mean, in other words, I've used that illustration. Take something by the shirt collar and drag it along, and we have to take our own body and drag ourselves to work. Because we don't feel like going, we're resisting it. But we know what? You got to go work. If you don't work, the Bible says you don't eat. Huh? So we have to bring ourselves along. Come along. I preached a whole message on coming along one time. You know, how many knows when you're putting up a fence and you've got it all stretched out there, and when you put something on there to make it get tighter, what do you call that? A come along. Ain't that what that is, Bob? That's a come along. How many knows we have to hook ourselves to the come along to make ourselves do things that's good for us? How many knows what God has for us is good for us? It's kind of like Mom, eat your spinach. But then, Mom, I don't like spinach. I used to say that all the time, and I love spinach now. I had to eat it till I got to where I liked it. I never would eat a carrot. And me and her sat around now all the time. She wouldn't either. She said, well, I don't like carrots. I said, how do you know you don't like carrots? I said, here, eat a raw one. She eat one with me, another one with me. Now she can eat a whole pack of them things. She has to keep herself from eating them. Carrots. But you see, our taste buds begins to get in order with what that's all. See, we have to have our mind to even walk. Everything operates off the soul. And the soul is tied in with the Spirit of God. So if we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So, while every head's bowed, everybody gets a, come give,